Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lou Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Our silver anniversary.
Oh,
isn't that sweet? This is our 25th episode.
Yes.
And I'm already having issues with my microphone.
Oh, don't even get me started.
That's good.
On my microphone issues.
Oh, guys, we've actually already broken the set a little bit. The one that we've had for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No, sorry, this would be our fifth. Oh, no, because we did the pool party. This is our fourth episode with this set.
Yeah.
And things are breaking. Yeah. So, I don't really know.
I don't know. Well, there, no, okay. Once you hit rock bottom, the only way is up.
That's nice.
True. Yeah. So, at the moment, we're to rock bottom, 20 meters of crap, and then us.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're just on our way up.
Exactly.
Back
right.
Through the crap.
Back through the crap.
Yeah.
That's a good way to kick it off today.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Merch? Question mark?
One day, guys.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh my God, are they going to release merch? No, I just said that. I'm so sorry. If you want merch.
Let us know.
Let a sister know. Crap in your back.
What?
I'm backed up with crap.
Okay, so Abby won't be choosing what goes on there.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway.
I think we've hit the point of no return, so let's just
roll the intro!
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lou Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go!
Yeah.
So, Abby.
Amy.
Last week, we had absolutely nothing to share in our weekly recap.
No.
Please tell me this week is different.
I hope you're telling me this week is different. I don't really have much else.
Okay. Well, we can start with Sydney's in a snap lockdown.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We're in lockdown.
Yeah.
It's just a small detail I've forgotten.
Yeah. And it was so, like, they literally announced it and they were like, all right, it starts in an hour. So, like, most people didn't know. They announced it and then I went to work and I was there and like most of the people I was talking to about it had no idea it was happening.
Yeah.
And it was like half an hour from when masks were supposed to be on.
Yeah. I went to the shops to like go pick up a few things, like the mall, and like I wore a mask because I was like, oh, because I'll probably be there by 5 p.m, which is when it like starts.
Yeah.
And like, excuse me, oopsies. No one else like had a mask on. And then I left at like 6 p.m. and people people didn't know.
Yeah. It's crazy. And then even I went to the gym after work and I walked in and like, you don't have to wear them while you're exercising, but you are supposed to wear them when you walk in and out.
Right.
And the people that worked like at the reception desk were explaining to everyone that, oh, we actually started a lockdown 2 hours ago. Like,
yeah. And because people wouldn't be at work.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then going straight to the gym after work or going to the shops. Or,
yeah.
And like not watch the news or anything. So they did a weekend lockdown, but then it's been extended for another week. Yeah. So
it's nothing crazy. It's literally just mandatory masks on public transport and indoor places.
Yeah, and if you work at like a retail shop, like things like that, you have to wear a mask. And then only 20 people over.
Yeah, which is actually like not that, like that was, 20 people was when they eased the restrictions the first time, you know, like that was a blessing the first time around. So 20 people isn't that bad. It just sucks because it was like Mother's Day and you know, so like people with big families couldn't have, it kind of ruined the holiday a bit, but anyway.
Anyway, so we're still in the lockdown, but like the lockdown as in like probably just wear a mask when we leave the house and that's really it for one more week.
Yeah,
because some old mate just decided to go all over Sydney.
To every barbecue shop in Sydney.
Yeah, to every barbecue shop that there was.
Yeah.
Right? Ridiculous. Anyway, so thanks to you, what's his name? Barbecue
Man?
Man?
Don't know. Fuck. Well, he didn't know he had it, apparently. So.
But why do you have to go, like, oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. Amy and I were actually talking about this before. We were like, if we had the Rona, you have to like tell the officials like every single place you went to and at what time.
Yeah.
So that like if anyone else was at those places, they go get tested, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And we literally were saying that like me, I would one day, I'd go to work.
Yeah.
And I'd be at home. So I'd have one thing for one day, work. The next day, I'd probably be at home the whole day, nothing to report. The next day, maybe go to a petrol station to fill up my tank, and then maybe go just to Woolworths to pick up a few things, then home. Like, how do these people have 12 different barbecue shops in one day?
People are busy, and they'll go to like 6 cafes in a day. Like, you must be so caffeinated.
Right? And then just like all these random shops. It's like, how do you go to so many places, right?
And it's always like, it's never the one shopping center. It's like,
no,
like this barbecue guy was in like five or six different suburbs.
Yeah, but it's not even like they were just next to each other. No, he was in a suburb near us.
Yeah.
And then he drove all the way, maybe over an hour, like west to the next one. And then drove like an hour, like north to the next. Like it was...
Yeah, he had a busy day. The amount of
time on these people's hands, I guess.
I know. Anyway, so that's that. We're in a lockdown again, which really sucks.
Thanks, Barbecue Bitch. That's his name.
Barbecue Bitch.
Char-grilled Charlie Bitch.
Oh, God.
Anyway, but it was Mother's Day.
It was Mother's Day. Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. Cool. Abby, do you want to tell me about your Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah. I FaceTimed my mom.
Very sweet.
That's it.
What did your mom do for Mother's Day?
My parents actually went to Noosa.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's like 3 hours north of where they live on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And they went they're there now. So they'll be there for the next couple of days. And we've got some family and like they brought another friend with them. So they're celebrating together. And my sister and I are nowhere to be seen.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. But, you know, a nice FaceTime goes a long way.
Exactly right.
Yeah. What about your fam?
Well, Mum, Dad and my brother were here for the weekend because it was my dad's birthday on Saturday and then Mother's Day on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Davo.
Happy birthday, Davo. I won't say his age because he'll probably actually murder me. But
he's only like 50.
Yeah. Oh, he'd love if you heard that. Anyway, so we went over to my family friend's place for Mother's Day and she cooked a lovely little spread and it was very nice.
There's nothing better than like food made from like a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. And cause like we cook for ourselves. Like, and so I don't realize until like I eat my mom's cooking or someone else's how like bland my
meals are. And you know what? Like what we don't have that mums have that they like put into their food.
Love.
My mom used to always say that it's made with love.
Yeah.
Like, and it's actually true. And it feels so like wholesome in your tummy, like any food that a mum makes.
Yeah. And I feel like because I just eat the same three meals in rotation so that I don't have to buy different ingredients, like eating something different, it just feels nice.
Well, it just spices up your life.
It really does. Anyway, so that was Mother's Day. It was lovely.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about something else that happened this week. Oh, wait, no. First, there's something that happened to me. Let's talk about our world.
And then let's talk about you first.
And then we'll talk about the world.
Yeah.
I went to this really nice dinner on Friday night.
Yes.
For the company that my boyfriend works for. And it was like this super fancy, like... We walked in and your name was on your seat and like it was like this 3-course meal, but it was like they had a printed out menu and like the food was beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was like the 15 different types of cutlery and each one means something else.
It was like a gala event. Yeah.
But it was, oh my goodness, like I'm just so used to being a house share slob that like going to fancy events like that, especially I think with COVID, like I haven't dressed up for something nice. Oh,
it's so nice doing those nice things, right?
And anyway, I just, there was like probably 150 or 200 people there, but like I just felt so special. So, so there's that. Except, you know what? No one was wearing, because it was the day that this lockdown was announced, they messaged everyone and were like, oh, you don't have to wear masks because like they knew exactly who was coming and whatever. But like, isn't that still, and I suppose you're eating.
No, that's fair. Was there a dance floor?
Apparently, but I didn't see anyone use it.
Right. Oh.
But like the whole time I was there.
I would have used it.
I think as the night went on, they probably did, but we left before it got to that point. Like they were still giving speeches and stuff.
Right.
But it was free food, free drinks, guys, free champagne all night.
Oh, open
and
bar.
You can bet that I utilized that.
Thank the Lord.
My goodness. Anyway, but yeah, that was really nice. And so I just wanted to throw that in there.
We should do nice things.
We should, yeah. But we always say that. And then when we do finally all hang out, just end up, like, getting a little bit too pissed and we're in some dodgy club somewhere. So,
that's the best kind of thing. to do.
Yeah, but it's not very, like...
No, because we're also busy, we never see each other. So then when we do see each other, it's like a night where we can all hang out.
Yeah.
So we don't actually do something. But, like, we should just do more nice things. Like,
I agree.
Let's go to a bottomless brunch.
Yeah.
And then, like, let's go to, like, you know how bars do those, like, trivia nights?
Mm.
But, like... I saw one and they were doing like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine trivia.
Yeah, things like
that. We should just go to stuff like that. And we don't always have to drink.
We will.
I say that. But, but you know what I mean? And just do, and then even like every now and then rent a boat. Rent go on a boat. Do you know what I mean? Like let's do nice things.
We should. I know.
And not just say, I mean, but then like the nice things will get, they'll like lose its spice and its specialness, you know?
True, true. But we should do more than what we're doing, which is nothing.
Yeah.
I agree. Anyway, back to the real world things that I was going to talk about. Something happened in the news this week that most of you have probably heard about, but I just want to talk about it because it's actually the funniest thing I've seen in the news.
No, it's not even funny. It's just ridiculous.
It is. I can't believe that this is real news.
Yeah,
you know?
Right? Okay, hit us with it.
So, earlier this week, China launched a rocket ship into space.
Yes,
fair
they
enough,
did.
That's fine. The only issue is that, as most of you probably know, when a rocket ship hits a certain part of the atmosphere, it starts to like break apart, so that all that's left is like the little pod where the people are in.
Yeah, so that they're lighter, and so then they can go into the orbit.
Yeah, yeah.
And not get sucked down into space and be stuck there forever.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But, so there's a whole lot of space junk up in space because all these parts of the rocket ship have just like come up, whatever. Anyway, so China launched this rocket ship and they didn't tell anyone else that they were doing it. And they knew that because of the way that they were shooting off the ship or whatever the heck they were doing, the way they shot their shot, the space junk was going to come back down to Earth and land on Earth somewhere, right?
No, well, no, I'm pretty sure it just came off too early.
Oh,
no, what happened was it came off and then it went into orbit as well or something like that. Like
right.
Something
so they
happened.
Hadn't planned it.
No, they didn't mean for it to detach and then be plummeting to Earth, but like that it detached either like too early or too late, or it detached and it went into an orbit and then fell out or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so basically they were like, hey guys, just so you know, this piece of space junk is coming back to Earth and we're not entirely sure where it's going to land.
And it's going to be the biggest thing that's ever hit Earth, like, in our existence.
It's 22 tons of space junk. So it's not like some little chunk of crap that's just going to cause a little bit of a bump in the ground. No, like, it would kill a lot of people if it landed on, like, dry land. Anyway. So then all this stuff, how every other country was like up in arms going, this is ridiculous.
Oh, and then some
how
like
could you do this to
space
us?
Space specialist, I don't know what they're called, he was like, he estimated the date of when it's going to land. And then he also estimated of where it was going to land. And everyone was like, this is great. Now we're going to know where it's going to land. And he estimated like somewhere underneath, like, I can't remember what the country was. It was either like Russia or like freaking the North Pole and like above like Antarctica and New Zealand.
Yeah. So pretty much they were like, yeah, so it's definitely going to land somewhere on the Earth.
Yeah, in the middle of the Earth, which is where pretty much all the countries are.
Like, and I think it's got something to do with, like, there's all these different factors that affect, like, how things enter Earth and whatever. So, like, they couldn't really pinpoint exactly where it would be or what time or anything. Like, no one could come up with a solid answer for anything. So then there was this press conference with the US and they were like, look, if it's coming for the States, then, like, maybe we'll shoot it down, but we haven't decided on any of that yet. And then everyone was, like, all up in arms going, this is ridiculous. Like, so many people have died in the last year because of this disease and now, like, more people might die because there's space junk coming for us.
Yeah.
And then China... This is my favorite part of the whole thing. China had this press conference and were pretty much like, obviously this is not the terminology they use, but they were pretty much like, no stress, homies. We're pretty sure it's going to land in the water because the Earth is mostly water. Like our chances are better than 50%. And everyone was like, what do you mean?
That's like that argument. It's like, is water wet? You know, like it's going to land in the water because the water's wet.
Probably.
You know?
Like, we're probably fairly sure. Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, okay, amazing. So, anyway, it landed, I think, yesterday, just outside of the Maldives, but it was a little bit too close for comfort, and so, like, a lot of people could have been really, really hurt by
shit, did that, like, cause a tsunami or something?
That's what I thought, but they didn't say that on the news. When they said on the news it landed just outside of the Maldives, but they didn't say anything after that. So I'm
God,
assuming
that can't be
okay.
good having that in the ocean.
No. It's 22 tons.
But, like, imagine what's in it. Like, the rocket fuel and all that kind of stuff that's going now into the ocean.
Anyway. But it's kind of, like, it's not, just ridiculous. Funny is the wrong word, but it's just great. Like, we're pretty sure it'll land in the water. So, like, don't stress. And everyone's like, well, like, where'd that math come from? They're like, oh, because it's, like, most of the Earth is water. Everyone's like, okay, cool. So there's, like, no okay. science backing
they're
that
like,
up.
Okay, cool. That's fine. That's fine.
Anyway, yeah. So that's some news from this week that we don't talk about a lot of real world news stories because a lot of them are really like a bit sad and you know, that's not the kind of vibe we're trying to put out here. But
no.
This rocket one just, I have not.
The only reason I know that rocket one is from TikTok though.
Right.
Like it's not even like we even watch the news to then keep up with what's going on in the world.
Yeah, true.
The only way I get my news fix is by social media.
Yeah. Actually, I started listening to the radio a lot more and they talked about it on the radio.
Right.
So that's how I heard about this one. But yeah, most of my stuff is through like Facebook or whatever. Anyway, so funny. I'm not over it yet.
No. That's like out of a movie, but not a action movie. It's out of one of those movies where like a piss take movie.
Yeah.
Where they're like, the world's ending. You know, like one of those, like I feel like Adam Sandler would be starring that movie. Anyway, enough of that news.
Mm-hmm.
In other news.
Oh, we've just become a news talk show,
right? Broadcasting live, we've got Chad and Chaz on the other line.
I think they've got a few things to tell us.
Yeah,
should we hear what they've got to say?
Yeah, let's go pop over there and hear what Chad and Chaz have got to say.
Thanks Abby and Amy. My name's Chad, huge Mike, big Mike for short, and I'm out here today interviewing the manliest men Sydney streets have to offer. Oh look, here's Chaz. How are you today, Chaz?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now tell me, Chaz, do you have sweaty, stinky, untrimmed balls?
Yeah.
Are you a lonely girlfriendless loser whose biggest skill is scratching your balls?
That's oddly specific, but, yeah.
Do you repel every woman within a 5 kilometre radius?
What?
Wait, your face who's never held a real job for more than a year?
Yeah.
Well, then do I have the thing for you? Manscaped.
Manscaped?
Manscaped.
Manscaped?
Manscaped.
Manscaped has created the best ball hair trimmer ever. The Lawnmower 3.0. The third generation trimmer features cutting-edge ceramic blade to make sure you reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology.
Please don't use the same trimmer you use on your face as your balls. That's disgusting. So, Chaz, how do you feel?
I feel like a new man scaped.
Speaking of sweaty and smelly balls,
that's
right,
disgusting.
Amy?
Disgusting.
Well, so everyone's got him.
I don't.
Do you?
No, please go on.
Okay.
Tell us more about
the stinky and sweaty balls. So Manscaped have got an abundance of different products.
They do.
To help out with those, they're not problems. They're just little hiccups, I'm going to say.
Hiccups along the road. So, the journey of life.
Yeah, the journey of life. You find some gems.
And you find some sweaty and stinky balls.
Exactly. And you just got to know how to distinguish them.
Yeah.
But with Manscaped, it makes it hard to distinguish them, right? With all of their beautiful deodorants and ball toners and everything that they've got on their site. So please, guys, check that out.
Yes. The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with two free gifts.
Yes. Ooh.
Woo-hoo. Very exciting. Including these here Manscaped boxes. Lovely.
Beautiful.
And the travel bag that we've got at the back here as well.
Yep. Also, feel free to purchase some of their merch. They've got some really cool t-shirts.
Yes.
This one here. And it says on it, your balls will thank you.
And they will.
And that they will.
That they will.
And that they will-y.
Yeah, so guys, 20% off and free shipping with the code AA meeting, all in capital letters.
Yes, so that's AAMEETING
at manscaped.com.
Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools
for the job.
For the job
with Manscaped. Alrighty, so for the last few weeks, we have brought up this idea of, like, we wonder where people who listen to our podcast, like, where's the strangest place they've ever
streamed? Yeah, like, where do they listen to the AA meeting?
Because I'm sure there'd be some crazy ones. Yeah. Anyway, we finally got around to putting this poll on our Instagram story this week. So if you're not following us on Instagram, head over there because we have stuff going on there all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's where we interact with you guys and you guys can, like, suggest things and ask us questions and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So I have read people's answers to where the strangest place is they've ever listened to the AA meeting. Abby has not.
No, I have not.
So I'm going to read some out and we'll just see what Abby has to say.
Well, I'm going to find out where you guys listen to us. Because personally, I listen to podcasts in, like, some weird situations. So I want to know where we are in your lives, you know?
Alrighty. So we've got quite a few. Some of these I think have got to be a piss take. Like, surely some of them aren't real. A lot of people said the toilet.
The toilet?
So I'm not sure why people are spending 45 minutes
Are they on the toilet for an hour? Maybe they need to have a coffee.
Yeah. Anyway, there's that one. A health class about alcohol awareness.
A health class?
Well, we talk about alcohol awareness, so, you know, I'm
we
sure we've
talk
got
about how unaware we are when we drink alcohol.
Also, I'm going to keep all of these anonymous. Because we haven't asked anyone if we can share it, but in the car park at work when I started 5 minutes ago. That's the way. It's all about the hustle. A uni tutorial. Fair.
True.
The shower.
Yeah.
This is my favorite one. Court.
Court?
Yeah. Like, he was in court for a criminal offence and was listening to the AA meeting.
So he was up on the, what's it called when you're in that?
Well, my dad, he was, like, on the stand and, like, testifying.
He's, like, on the stand, he's got an AirPod in and he's, like,
he's probably, like,
us.
Outside waiting for his tour or something. I don't know. Right. Anyway.
And we're just hyping him up. Yeah. Hyping him up.
In the hospital after getting my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, we'd be funny on, like, the happy gas.
Oh, maybe we can you just, you can't just get that, can you? You have to, like,
that's called
illegal.
Drugs, Amy.
More toilets.
Wow, toilet time.
This one's good. In the car on the way to pick up my brother from his AA meeting. Thought it was fitting. Very good.
She's, like, playing it while he gets in the car.
in the boot of the car while my brother gets a bag. That's a story.
Wow.
On a plane, up a tree.
A tree?
On a bus.
Bus?
On a roller coaster.
Wow.
I really don't know if that one's correct.
I wish it was.
And then the rest is, like, while taking a shit on the toilet. On a plane. Up. Yeah.
Wow. So a lot of people listen to us on the toilet. Are we, like, toilet time podcast?
Well, I suppose you need to be relaxed on the toilet, don't you?
We're relaxing.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe that's why they're on the toilet for so long.
We're stressing them out.
Yeah.
So that they can't quite get their bowel movements.
Yeah, get their business done.
How
where
fun
do you,
is
where
that?
Do you listen to podcasts?
In the car a lot because I do a lot of driving for work. I think that's mostly it. I listen to them a lot in the car because I just get sick of music.
Yeah.
But nothing really weird.
Right.
Why? What are yours? You did insinuate that.
Oh, no. I listen to them when I'm in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, me too.
Sometimes that gets scary, though, because then, like, I feel like there's people in the in the shower as well. But, like, with me and podcasts, I either have to sit down and watch a video of it because I have this, like, focus thing where, I can't focus.
Yeah.
That sounds silly, but, like, I don't know. It's just really hard for me to focus on one thing. And so I like to watch a podcast because then I can watch them and I look at things in the background and, like, and I'm fully, like, focused on, like, the podcast that I'm watching, but I'm able to then, like, I guess not, like, disassociate, but, you know, like, look at other things in the background and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
If I'm listening to a podcast though, I have to, like, have it in my, like, ears or, like, obviously, like I prefer to have it in, like, an AirPod or something, not, like, playing in a car, but, wait, what am I trying to say? Oh, but like the reason that I put a podcast on is because I need it for background noise.
Mm.
Because if I'm trying to do something, like focusing on a task, I need to like create my own background noise, as in like putting on music or putting on a podcast or something. Because otherwise, if I don't have something in my ears or something playing, then my brain will like create its own background noise and then I'll become like, are you okay?
Yeah, sorry, I just burped.
And then I won't be able to focus on like what I'm doing because I'm making my own background noise.
Yeah.
So I'd rather choose a background noise. So that's kind of how I listen to them, is by background noise or in the shower.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what are, here's a nice little, we like to support other podcasts. What are your favorite podcasts?
Because
also I'm always looking for recommendations.
Yeah. I would hands down 100% recommend Joe Rogan's podcast.
He is number one for a reason.
Yeah, he is number one for a reason. Like, it's just really, really cool because he's had his whole career and blah, blah, blah. And now he's into podcasting. And then they just sit down and talk the whole time. There's no cuts. Mm. There's no plan. Like, obviously he goes in probably with some questions he wants to ask his person, but whoever he's interviewing or not, he's not interviewing, they're just having a conversation. Whoever he's talking to is like mainly like an expert in the field that they're in. So whether they're an actor or a musician, he has like doctors, he has like nutritionists, he has like wrestlers, like athletes, like they're like the best in their field. And so it's really cool to not just, you don't just hear about like their life, but you hear about like how they got there and then like how they actually like cope with everything. And I listened to Miley Cyrus's one, and because she's like a child star, blah, 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 like she's gone through so much and her family is like a bit like cuckoo, and so like she's been through so much. I would really recommend listening to that one. But definitely Joe Rogan's one. And like he did one with Elon Musk and oh my god, I felt like I grew like 12 brain cells listening to that. Like
wow.
Like Elon Musk is like an alien.
He's not human.
Just the way that he thinks about things is crazy. So would definitely recommend that.
Do you have any other ones?
I only listen to it for comedy, but like Call Her Daddy. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, they are funny.
Well, she.
She, sorry. Yeah, there's only one of them now. I forgot.
They had a big falling out. Yeah, I can't really, you've put me on the spot. What about yourself?
My favorite podcast ever is
The AA Meeting.
The AA Meeting. And then second would have to be, I am a huge like movie buff. I love like film and TV. And so there's this podcast called the SAG-AFTRA Foundation's Conversations podcast.
Oh my god.
And they interview a really famous actor or actress every week, or it's been going for years, and they upload them once a week. About, and it's like a career retrospective, and they talk about like how they got started and then like all of their major roles
specific
and like
to actors.
To actors, yeah. But they talk about like, so it's like they'll be talking about literally my favorite movies and like behind the scenes things and whatever.
Oh, that's so cool when you find out new info like that.
Yeah. And so I love that. And then you'd probably really like this one, Abby. It's called Words That Move Me with Dana Wilson.
Right.
She's a choreographer in the States. And so like if you guys are into like dance and whatever, then I would recommend that as well. It's really good. She talks a lot about like being a dancer in LA, LA and stuff. And then for comedy, I love Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
Yeah.
They're the two Aussie girls and they're really funny. I think they're both like 30. So they're like, I like to think this is so like patting ourselves on the back, but I really like to think that we're them 20 years younger. So
20 years.
I mean, sorry, 10 years younger. Sorry guys. But like, yeah, that's where the direction I hope we end up in. Like they own their own business and like they're so successful and they have this really funny podcast and they're just like so themselves. You know?
And like relatable. Yeah. And that's really cool.
And like nothing's off limits. They literally start the podcast being like, if you're easily offended, don't listen because like you won't like this.
Yeah.
Like, they're so funny.
True.
Yeah. So anyway, I think they're my three. Okay. Well, there is one other one that Abby and I both listen to quite a fair bit.
Yeah. It like inspired
the AA meeting.
Yeah. Well, like we had the ideas and stuff before, but then we saw them do it and we were like, shit, like we can do that as well. Yeah. And like, we're really similar and like,
yeah, all just, of like, you have heard of.
Yeah. They're good blokes. So Jammo and Dylan.
everyone who's listening is like, oh yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, I know them.
Fair enough.
If you don't, like, please go over and have a watch, have a listen. They have a YouTube video as well. Yeah. They're like really funny. And
they're really funny.
Yeah.
So we like them as well.
Good blokes. Yeah, we like them.
Very good. So anyway, there's a whole list of new podcasts for you to go listen to, depending on your interest. And I think the good thing about podcasts is, like, no matter what you're into, there's something about that, you know? Like, I listen to so many film and TV. There's so many dancer ones. There's so many.
There's, like, all these, different, like, things that you self-help can ones. Or, yeah, like, there's ones about cooking and, like, everything.
I used to be obsessed with, it's called the Young and Ambitious podcast. And it's these two girls from the States. And they're both, like, I think a few years older than us. And it's just a self-help one. But, like, I used to love that. The Skinny Confidential is a good one. That one's really, really famous for self-help. Anyway. So.
Don't replace us though. Like, still listen to us, but, like, maybe if you just, like, want to change it up every now and then, if you're not getting enough of your AA fix.
When you've already listened to the AA meeting.
And they're like, oh, I want another podcast for today. Yes. Then you can go listen to those ones that we've suggested.
Yeah, but listen to ours first, please, and rate us 5 stars and subscribe to everything and like everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
And vote for us in Clash of the Creator.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to everyone who did vote for us in Clash of the Creator.
Yeah, the voting closes tonight at midnight, and unfortunately we already know that we won't be in the finals. Which sounds like we've given up. We haven't.
No.
We just had more faith in you little bitches.
You can't say
Why didn't you vote for us?
That's all right. Hopefully they'll run it next year and we can try again.
We really need new mics.
We really do. Okay, we're introducing a new segment today.
New segment on the AA meeting podcast.
Very exciting. So, Abby, what's the new segment called?
It's called Sticky Dates Minus the Pudding.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Do you get it? Do you get the word pun, the play on words?
So, basically, we need your guys' help.
Yeah.
We want you to send in your craziest dating stories.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be your story. It can be someone else's story. Just get their permission first. If you'd like it to be anonymous, it can. You can either type it and send it in. You can send us a video of you explaining it. You can send a voice message. Whatever you want to do, let us know if you'd like it to be anonymous or not.
Yeah. But we want to know more about our friends. You guys are our friends. Mm-hmm. Our friends' sticky date situations.
Yes.
Because we talk a lot about, like, our relationship lives and, like, advice or even things that we've done that were, like, terrible or, like, anything like that, you know?
You've heard our bad date stories.
Yeah, and so we want to know what yours is. And, please, like, we've got some as well that we can definitely share with you guys.
Yeah, there's more where Scoliosis Boy came from.
Yep, there's more from Boy Who Took My Change.
Yeah, Mr. Steal Your Change.
Yeah, Mr. Steal Your Change. And our friends have been in some sticky situations as well.
Some of the funny stories we have coming for you guys. We just need to get permission to tell them first. But, like,
yeah, exactly. But yeah, so guys, send them through on Instagram, please. Send us a voice message. Send us a long monologue message. Send us a video message, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Be featured on the podcast if you want. If you want to be anonymous, no worries.
Mm-hmm.
But send them through. We'll get... That was my ring.
Oh my god. Is that the one that fell off before too?
Yeah, that one fell in the... No, that one fell in the bin.
Oh.
I did just... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I washed it before I put it back on my finger when it fell in the bin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I clarify that. But yeah.
Yeah, please send them in.
Yeah, roll them through.
Your craziest, worst, funniest, most ridiculous dating stories. It doesn't have to be first date. It can be... Or it could even be a situation that didn't quite work out.
Yep.
For a ridiculous reason.
Yep. But I don't want, like, we just, like, didn't like each other.
They grew apart. No,
tell me that Bert shaved your head while you were sleeping and then you woke up and he was, like, inside of jelly. Like, I want stories like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell me that he accidentally kissed your twin sister. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I want that.
The juicy stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll be back at it next week with the first episode section of Sticky Dates
minus the pudding. Thank you. I just really quickly wanted to talk about girls' car rides.
Okay.
Okay.
have no idea.
Girls' car rides are like some other experience that you're never going to experience in your entire life, okay? Mm-hmm. I think like there's nothing that comes close to being in a car with all girls,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because everyone's yelling.
Yeah.
The music is on like 100 mm-hmm. out of 100. Like it's so loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone's in the back having an argument on FaceTime with someone.
Yeah.
Someone's in the front like eating snacks, like cashews or something. Like the driver is like got all the windows down. There's hair flying everywhere. Like there's nothing more chaotic than an all girls car ride.
It's full on. And then everyone will just suddenly band together to sing the chorus. And then go back to their respective
and then go back
jobs.
to your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is a little bit overwhelming being the driver of a girl's car ride.
Yeah. But then like also the driver's like taking all these wrong turns.
Yeah.
But then somehow we get to the place we're going like 10 minutes early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I, like it's just you enter another dimension, like some weird portal when you're in an all girls car. And that's I kind of love it.
It's yeah. I've never thought about it like that, but you're correct.
Because if you think about an all-boys car, obviously they're a little bit rowdy, but, like, they'd be chill.
Yeah.
Like, the driver would be sitting there, like, one hand on the wheel, mm-hmm. like, looking at his boys in the back.
His
like,
boys.
The dude in the front's on the aux, but they're playing, like not music as loud as the girls were screaming it. Like, I feel like the girls, they're at, like, it feels like a One Direction concert.
Yeah.
You know, like, that vibe.
You know that TikTok trend and it's like, Emily, don't be a crackhead.
Yeah.
It's full crackhead energy.
Yeah.
Like, but the meme version in a girl's car ride the whole time.
The whole time.
From A to B. And then you pull up, everyone gets out, everyone's back to normal.
Yeah. Oh, unless you're our friend group and you probably continue that
but
all
like,
the way
that's,
out.
That's but that's normal.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just so strange. I just, if you're ever privileged enough to be in an all girls car trip.
Well, as soon as a boy experiences
no I mean this is for girls only.
Yeah oh okay sorry boys
yeah
you're excluded
yeah but I'm sure some weird stuff goes down in a boys only car trip. It's probably not as chill as what I think it is.
Yeah, true. Let us know what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened in an all boys car trip. Keep it clean though,
please. I feel like they'd all just pee in things.
Oh my goodness, I have a story. This isn't, I shouldn't be sharing this, whatever.
Whatever.
Not that long ago, a few months ago, in fact. Actually, no, I think it was around Christmas time.
Mm.
Oh, I hope people my brother goes to school with are watching this. My family and I were driving back from the Sunshine Coast to the Gold Coast, so it's like a 3-hour car trip, I think.
Yeah.
And I had the privilege of sitting in the back seat next to my brother while he peed in a bottle, and I am still not over it. And then you can't just throw a bottle of pee out the window, you know? So he just like put it on the floor and he knew it was going to happen to let it roll over to my feet. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. It was traumatic.
Was your family cool with that?
Mum and Dad were laughing in the front seat because I was being a little bit dramatic.
What if you peed on the seat?
I know. So what? Many things could have gone wrong. If we hit a bump, like, anyway. But Mum and Dad just thought it was hilarious because they didn't have to sit in the back next. And I can still hear it.
Oh, the noise of a water bottle when you're filling it up under the tap. And it's like.
Yeah, except I knew that it was pee. And then like, oh. Just the image of it, of the bottle.
Yuck, no, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Anyway.
I don't think I've ever been in the car where someone's peed in a...
Lucky. You're lucky? And don't ever... I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
I've had someone pee out of the car.
While the car was moving?
Yeah.
What? How's... Logistically...
It was a boy. It's not a girl scoring out the car.
No, still... Were they like...
No, it was like a joke and then we were going like 10 kilometers and it was like another
was
car
it?
Was next to us. Oh, it was like when I was younger. I would have been like 16 or 17.
Oh, dear. I'm not okay with that.
I remember thinking it was really funny though.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, enough about pee-pee.
Yeah, how did we get to peeing in a car?
I don't know.
Okay, let's move on. Game time.
Game time. You got games on your phone?
Yeah, games on your phone.
You got games on your phone?
So,
the game this week. Pop culture game quiz.
Yes.
Thing, majiggy, wiggy. So, this is me speaking. This is Abby. Guys, this is Abby to you. Listen up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what I'm trying to say. No, okay, so pop culture. I know a lot about it, not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
I could tell you what's going on with like all the TikTokers and like the drama and someone kissed someone and someone, like, yeah, I could tell you all that kind of stuff.
Abby's all over the TikTok drama. Yeah,
okay. But then when it comes to like other pop culture things or even like trivia, I know it, but I can't communicate it, or I just like think it's something else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you're not very good with names.
I'm terrible with names. Okay, this is actually a big problem. I don't remember anyone's name. Not just like actors or musicians. Like people that I meet and I've met many a times, I don't remember their names.
Mm. Yes. So today we're going to play a game where I'm going to show Abby a photo of a famous celebrity. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about them. Like if it's an actress, maybe some movies she's been in.
Okay.
Things like that. So that if you're listening and not watching, you can play along as well.
And I'm guessing.
And Abby's going to guess the name of the celebrity.
Oh, God. All we need to name.
I've got 10 written down, and I'm sure you have seen a movie or heard about every single one of these people. In fact, you've probably seen a movie with every single person.
Wait, are you showing me a photo as well?
I'm showing you a photo, and then I'm going to say a couple of things about them.
Okay, and then also there's actors that, like, they look the same. Like, they're doppelgangers. And yeah. I don't know which one's which, and I'm convinced that they're actually just the same person.
Okay, are you ready?
No.
This is a woman, an actress, yes, who has been in lots of movies that you've seen. For okay. example, Blended, 50 First Dates, Never Been Kissed. Oh, you can probably see her name at the top. Don't look. Who is this woman? She plays the lead girl in 50 First Dates alongside Adam Sandler. She's been in lots of Adam Sandler movies, actually.
That doesn't look like the girl in 50 First Dates.
I can show you another photo if you like. Oh, maybe not this one.
Why does that kind of look like my mom?
Kathy.
Is it like, wait, let me see. It's like Michelle Barr. Do we know Michelle Barr?
Michelle Barr was our singing teacher.
No, but it's Michelle something. Adam Sandler and Michelle. Or. Fuck, I don't know.
Drew Barrymore.
That's Drew correct. Barrymore?
That's Drew Barrymore. Who did you think Drew Barrymore was?
The child in E.T.
She is. But E.T. was filmed about 30 years ago now.
What?
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
This is a redheaded actress who stars in movies like Now You See Me, Wedding Crashers, and Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Okay, I know there's two of them and they look exactly the same.
Yes, correct.
Is she in Enchanted?
No, I think that's the other one.
Is that Isla Fisher?
It is Isla Fisher. Well done.
Who's the other one?
Amy Adams. Amy Adams.
They look exactly the same. I didn't know that they were different until like a year or two ago.
They do look scary similar. All right. This one I feel like you'll get. This is the lead actress from Honey, Fantastic Four, and she's also in the second Spy Kids.
Is she a Michelle?
She's not a Michelle. Oh. But she is a common female name.
I know this isn't her, but that photo really looks like Sandra Bullock.
That is not Sandra Bullock. Do you have any guesses?
Can you give me another photo?
Yep.
I really don't know her name. Is she, like, I'd know her name, right?
Yeah. She's one of the, like, actresses that people talk about when they're talking about, like, really beautiful women, you know?
Oh, her name's Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Simpson.
So, well, she is a Jessica, but she's not Jessica Simpson.
Oh, who is she?
Jessica Alba.
What?
Who's
Jessica Simpson?
The blonde lady that's, I think she's a singer, isn't she?
Just does she sing Strawberry Kisses?
No, that's Nikki Webster. Which you should probably know.
Oh, God, I'm terrible at this game.
This one I reckon you'll get. Okay, this is a comedian actor dude.
Kevin Hart.
No, let me show you a photo because he looks nothing like Kevin Hart. Known for his roles in movies like Superbad, Bad Neighbors, and Knocked Up.
Oh, no.
Hold on, let me. I know you know his name. I've heard you say his name before.
Oh, that's, he's in Bad Neighbors.
Yes. I said that at the start, didn't I? Maybe I didn't.
That's, Joe Rogan.
You know it's not Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's
Seth Rogan. Sorry. I said Joe Rogan because I said that before today.
Seth Rogan. Well done.
Seth Rogan. I got that one right.
Well done. Well done. All right. Next one. This one I threw in there. I feel like you'll probably know it, but there is a lot of actresses with the same first name as this girl. She starred in La La Land, Easy A. She's the girl from Crazy Stupid Love.
Emma Watson.
No, but she is an Emma.
I know, I don't know which one. Emma Watson.
No. Emma Stone.
Stone. That God, there's so many of them, they all look the same.
Okay, this one, I feel like you'll get this. Because I don't think many people look like him. He's the voice of Frozone. Honey, where is my super suit? he's in Pulp Fiction. Let me think what else that you might know. He's in Avengers now. He plays, I think, Nick Fury in Avengers.
Who is that?
You'll definitely know the name.
I'm getting a Ryan vibes.
Not Ryan, but it is a common male name. Even now, with people our age.
Oh, he's not wearing glasses in that one.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's still him. Does that help?
No.
Oh, this is him now. He looks a bit older here.
Bert Jackson.
Do you know anyone our age named Bert?
He looks like a bird.
Jackson was kind of right.
Okay. Jackson.
No, Jackson's your surname.
Oh, God. I don't know, Amy.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Who the hell is that?
Have you never heard of Samuel L. Jackson? That's a famous name.
I don't know who that is.
All right. This one, I'm sure you'll have it. Okay. This is an actor, plays the lead in Usual Suspects. I think he does...
All these movies you're listening, I have literally seen one of them.
Okay. He's in Baby Driver.
Okay.
You've seen Baby Driver. Okay.
Oh, what? I thought you were going to do the Ansel Elgort dude from Baby Driver. He's in House of Cards.
He is. He's the lead guy in House of Cards.
And he's the one who got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I think he was torturing kids or something, wasn't he?
Yeah. Gregory Palmer.
Kevin Spacey was the correct answer. Okay, next one. This is a musician.
Musician?
And you definitely know the name. Not sure when it is. He was the lead vocalist of the Beatles. You know his name. I'm sure you do. I don't think a photo of him is going to help you. Starts with a P.
Frank Sinatra.
It starts with a P. He's his surname.
Who's Frank Sinatra? Isn't he the Beatles person?
No, Frank Sinatra sung by himself, I think. His surname is the same as the guy who sings Beautiful Soul.
Paul,
what's his last name?
Rudd.
No, what's the name of the guy that sings Beautiful Soul?
Oh, McCartney.
So put it all together. Paul
McCartney.
Well done.
Wow.
okay.
Who's Paul Rudd? Is that Prime Minister?
No, he's the actor from This Is 40 and what this guy.
Oh. Who is our Prime Minister?
ScoMo.
No.
Kevin Rudd. Okay.
See, they all link together somehow.
I've got one more. I know you're going to know this one. I threw this in because this is my favorite actor of all time.
Oh, pressure.
You're going to know this one. I know you will. Okay. He's done so many amazing movies. He was in the recent Spider-Man, Donnie Darko, Brokeback Mountain.
Tom Holland?
That's Spider-Man.
I don't know who he is.
Starts with a J.
Jeff.
No. Say another J name. I reckon if you get his first name.
Jared.
Nope.
Jarvis.
Your sister's boyfriend is named.
Jacob.
Okay, what's his nickname?
Jake.
Jake. So he's a Jake.
Jake. Jake. Casey.
No. He dated Taylor Swift for a while.
Jake Swift.
No.
Taylor Swift dated everyone. That's not going to give me Harry Styles. Mayer. Jake Mayer.
No, that's...
John Mayer.
Starts with a G, but it's pointed
George
out as like
Clooney.
A J.
Oh, no.
It's a Jake...
Jake Jensen.
I don't think you'll get it. If you don't know his name, then...
No, I don't know.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't know who... I don't know. I'm so sorry.
I'm so disappointed, Abby. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you feel bad.
No,
but Jake
okay.
Gyllenhaal, I really thought... I put that right at the bottom and I was like, she'll know this one, but I just want to talk
never,
about him because
like,
I just love
heard
him so
of
much.
I've his last name before. I've seen him before, but I don't know his name. I know. I'm
He's
sorry. I'm sorry if I've offended people, but like, I just... I'm so bad with names and then like... I can look at someone and be like, oh, you're in this, you're in this, or like, you sing this song, but I don't know what your name is.
If anyone, let's go full circle for a minute. If anyone is interested in looking up those SAG-AFTRA Foundation Conversations podcast, Jake Gyllenhaal did one, and I've listened to it about 3 times. It's so good.
No, but the thing is with me in movies, like I don't watch movies, like ever, anymore. Mm. And like, I love movies, but then like, I used to watch movies all the time, but I would watch the same movies on repeat because I had this thing where I don't like change and I don't like watching, like, I don't like watching something where I don't know like what the end is going to be.
I should have shown you Amanda Bynes or something. She's the man.
Oh, yeah.
She looked at me like she didn't know what I was talking about, so never mind.
Whatever. Okay. I thought I'd be better at that game.
I'm trying to think. If I showed you Hugh Jackman, you would have known who that is.
Yeah, only because he's like a singer and stuff like that as well.
I was going to do Tom Hanks. You've mentioned Tom Hanks before, so you would have known who that was.
He looks very different now, though.
Yeah. Well, I would have shown you a photo from like Forrest Gump or something.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. Let's move on. Should we don't understand?
Should we don't understand?
Abby, what are you guessing today?
I don't understand barcodes.
I tell you what, I looked up how barcodes work and I still don't really understand. So good luck.
Is it like the same as QR codes? Because I don't understand
probably
how that works.
I'd
they're
say
a little
it's
different
the same.
QR codes we like with the phone.
Yeah, but I'd say it works kind of
how
the same
is there lines which you scan with some weird machine and then... It knows what it is. And how is there so many different combinations of these lines on a barcode that it's not the same, it's not something else?
Yeah.
Like, how is every single one unique?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy to me. Is that what you'd like to, well, what exactly would you like to guess? Right now I have how, like, when you scan it, it knows what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so my first guess is with the little gun scanner thing, they have, like, well, my ones at work have, like, a red light coming out of it. So, in my eyes, that's, like, a laser.
Correct.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then the laser reflects off, like, it travels through, like, the light, through its light.
Mm-hmm.
And it reflects off the little black lines but I don't get how it reads those little black lines. It kind of like takes a photo of it, but it, and then in the little laser gun thing, there's like a memory chip, kind of like the calculator thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it like remembers what every code is and then syncs it up to that. And it's like, oh, that code is from, is the same as this picture we've got here, which is of this lamp. And then a lamp pops up on the screen.
So that's in the laser or in the computer?
Well, now I'm confused because sometimes they have a wire and sometimes they're wireless.
Yeah.
So I think the ones that are wireless, they're like, they work off like Wi-Fi or like Bluetooth.
Radio frequency.
Radio frequency, you know? Or like they just go on those wavelengths to get to the computer, right? And then if it's a cord, it just goes through the cord.
Mm-hmm.
But basically there's like a memory chip in either, there's a memory chip in the computer that knows every single barcode.
It is the right idea, but it doesn't have a picture of the barcode. There's something that happens between the laser and the computer for the computer to understand what the laser is picking up.
Doesn't matter if there's a cord or if it's through with the Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Okay, so they have a conversation with each other.
They're like, hey, how's the wife? How's the girlfriend?
How's the Wi-Fi?
How's the Wi-Fi?
Why are you so fine? Okay, so they're having a conversation, but the way they're having a conversation is through flashes of lights that we can't see.
Like light Morse code.
Like light Morse code, yes.
Not quite, no. You were closer with the laser sees something and then the computer recognizes something.
You basically just said to me, I look at you, then you look at me, and we know that we're looking at each other. That's and what that sounds like. And she looks at him. And I look at...
What is it? And I look at him.
He looks at me.
And I look at him.
I look at him. Is it like with that coding shit?
Yeah, it's got something to do with that.
I don't
that.
Understand that.
Me neither, which is why when I read this, I went, oh.
No, it's not fun when it's like that. So... those black lines, each, because they're different thickness and thinnesses. Mm-hmm. Some are fat, some are skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Is that rude?
No.
So we're both like, no. So the fat lines coincide with a certain number.
Mm-hmm.
And the skinny lines coincide with another number.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the order of those numbers are then... like the laser like picks up those numbers and then gives the numbers to the computer. And then it's like the order of those numbers is what the product is.
Not exactly.
Oh, what the fuck is it?
Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
I read this and I was like, what the heck? So this might actually be all incorrect information that I'm about to relay to you, but I want to try and explain it in words that make more sense to me because this is a bit ridiculous.
Okay.
So you know how black absorbs light and white quicker. Reflects light or whatever it is? So like the laser scans the barcode and recognizes how much light there is, so how much white there is, so the black is covering bits of it, right?
So it's not even the black, it's the white.
Yeah, but it was like the right idea. You're okay, 50-50. Okay. And then it says the amount of light is translated into a set of digits or data using the set of numbers information can be retrieved.
That's what I said!
So you were, yeah, but it was the white, not the black, and I think it's translated into like the 00101.
Yeah, into actual coding.
Yeah. So it has but something
how
to
does the
see.
Laser pick that up?
It says, all I've got here is, this scanner sends out a laser which detects the pattern and the amount of light.
How does the laser detect the pattern?
Well, I think it just, like, because the black would be like...
So the laser like shines absorbing. On it and the black...
wouldn't be reflecting back. And so the laser only receives... this may all be wrong. This is...
like yeah, so it pings back into the gun that
pings.
You're using.
Pings! We're
yeah,
back yeah, at yeah. pinging.
But then how does it get to the computer?
And then that must be, like, if let's just pretend that the only the wired the cord, ones exist. Yeah. And it goes 00101001 through the cord into the computer, and the computer has a certain set of digits as...
Yeah.
Question of the podcast.
Question of the podcast.
Question today is, if we could be on any reality show, what would it be?
A duo reality show, though.
Together.
Yeah.
So let's just list some.
Let's play it out. Yeah.
We could be on the block.
The block.
Which I feel like we can both build a decent flat pack shelf, but I'm not sure how.
No, I'm good at that stuff.
Okay. Well, then maybe you could.
I'll be the builder.
Yeah. And then I can. Can I do interior design?
Cause yeah. I actually like but I'm that. Also the foreman.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they give you a foreman.
Yeah.
On the block.
Yeah, but then you have like a site manager of your site.
Mm.
I'll be that as well.
Oh, okay then.
Because I don't think I've ever announced this, but I work at Bunnings.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. You can do all of that and then I'll just...
And I'll get us a good discount.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm sure the block has something like
that. Oh, true. They have all those vouchers and sponsors and stuff. I'm like, let's use my 20% discount.
Okay, so there's a block. Yep. We could do a cooking show, like My Kitchen Rules maybe. But
I would be sous chef. I'd be moral support, I think.
And we would only be eating basic, making basic meals. So maybe we wouldn't be very good on.
True. And I have a lot of dietary requirements, yeah. So it wouldn't be as fun.
Okay. So no food. What else is the Lego Masters? We should be on Lego Masters. I was watching that.
We should. With Hamish.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun. Even though they do some actually like difficult tasks on there,
right?
So maybe not. We could go on Love Island, and
I was thinking like a Batchy or like Love Island thing,
and we'd have like an alliance.
No, it would be like you know on Batchy where the sisters went on.
Yeah, we'd be the Bachelorettes, except I am in a relationship.
So we'd just be on it together and I'd get all the boys.
Yeah. Or it could be like Angie's season and the friend would come in all the time.
Yeah, but that's still... Oh, no, that's all right, because then it's all about me. No, I'm kidding.
What other... There's like love ones, there's cooking ones, there's building ones. What else is there?
Oh, no, we'd be good at like Survivor.
Yeah.
Because we're both like very mentally challenged. No, I was gonna say like if we're in a competition with other people and like we like this is bad, but if we have to hold a plank, like we're not coming down. I'm not letting you come down from that plank. And I'm not letting myself come down from that plank.
Yeah, true. Like I think we're both
something like
so competitive that we would have to win.
Wipeout. I've always wanted to go on Wipeout, like those obstacle courses. I feel like I'd be good at it.
Yeah. Why was there a slime version of? I have something in my head about it was like Wipeout, but there was green slime. Wasn't it a Nickelodeon
Kids Choice Awards?
One? Maybe?
And the kids went on it. You submitted Camp Orange.
Camp Orange. That's Camp what I'm thinking. Orange.
I submitted with my best friend when we were younger to go on that.
What about like a talent?
Oh, let's go, like a dance show.
We could go on Australia's Got Talent and just sit there. Bring out our LED sign and talk shit until they kick us off the stage.
That'd be cool.
We'd be pretty good at that.
Yeah. No, if they had a dance, I mean, they're Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. We'll go on and do the cha-cha together.
Together. No, maybe one day we could be the stars on Dancing with the Stars. And then we'd win because we'd be so good.
Oh my God, no, Abby, I've thought of it.
What?
There is only one show that we were made for.
What?
Gogglebox.
Oh my God, Gogglebox, of course.
We need to go on Gogglebox.
We so need to go on Gogglebox.
Because that's how like Angie Kent got us.
I was just thinking that.
And even Adam and Simon, they've got a good podcast now.
Yeah.
They started on Gogglebox. And they were just on bloody I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Which also I would love to go on, but I'm scared of spiders.
We should go on that.
I'm a Celebrity, yeah.
No, okay, this is our plan. AA.
Uh-huh.
Gogglebox.
Yeah.
We go on Gogglebox and then we go on I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
And then we...
Take over the world.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
And then we release merch.
Saying I'm an alcoholic, get me out of here.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of funny.
Gogglebox.
Yeah. I can't believe I didn't... Yeah. And fun fact, guys, that's actually kind of how we started the whole idea of the podcast because we were watching Batchy.
Yeah.
And commenting on it and being like, we should start a podcast just about The Bachelor.
Yeah. We would pause The Bachelor and then talk to each other. So what do you think about this situation?
Yeah.
And we pretend that we were in front of like a live audience.
Yeah.
You know what I've always wanted? I've always wanted my own talk show.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of
what
like,
this is.
True. Like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Right? It's his show and he's like, he does all these fun things and he always has guests on every week. Like, I've always wanted to have like my own talk show.
Yeah. That's not really a reality show, but that'll happen after we go on Gogglebox.
Yeah.
Because that's our next big goal.
Now. Wow. That's our, yeah, Gogglebox. Yeah. Watch us next week on Gogglebox.
Gogglebox. Okay, cool. So I think that's just about all we've got for this week.
Yes.
Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and send us a screenshot of your rating. Send in.
I was just sitting here like zoned out and I zoned back in and you're like, send us a screenshot. I was like, of what? You're like, of the rating? Why are they sending a screenshot of their rating? Just so we know they've done it.
Yeah, well, like if you say something nice, review, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Send
us your sticky dates minus the pudding.
Yeah, please.
For your chance to be featured on next the AA episode. Meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the things. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. Everything's linked down below. Mm-hmm.
That's just about it.
Watch out for us on your TVs. Maybe we'll be on Gogglebox. Maybe we'll be on the news.
For causing a riot. Also, don't forget, AA meeting all in capitals for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Thanks so much, guys. We will see you next week.
We'll see you on the next one. Woo.
Bye.
Bye. You.
Welcome to my... up home, I'm Lou Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.